Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here to tell us about the Juno Symphony. Welcome Tigran Arakelian, Stan Lujan, and Reese Bleakley. Hi.
Hello, hi, Shelley.
Hello, everyone.
Good to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you all here. So the next concert is coming up this weekend. We got Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., both at JDHS Ciudad Acaje Auditorium. Let's hear from each of you one at a time. Tigran, you're the guest conductor. Tell us how that came about for this performance.
I know the Juno Symphony needed guests for this season, and I contacted the symphony, and it went from there, basically. I'm very excited to be here and work with the symphony. Very much looking forward to this program and my collaboration with Reese and the rest of the musicians. I'm from Seattle, so I'm very excited to be in Juno. It's a beautiful place. I've been telling this to everyone. Everywhere, mountains and beautiful views. I'm so excited to be here.
And the people.
People are amazing. And so many talented people, too.
Well, welcome to Juno. And on the Juno Symphony website, you have a long list of credentials. You've been a guest conductor or helped conduct all over the country and the world. So Juno's lucky to be welcoming you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next is Reese Bleakley. You are a Juno at Thunder Mountain High School, and you're the featured soloist for this weekend's performance. How does that feel?
It's very exciting. This is because I'm the winner of the youth solo competition. So
congratulations.
Because of that, thank you. I get to play with the symphony, and I've been doing the competition for a few years now. And so finally getting to be in the senior division where you get to play with the symphony, it's like a whole nother level. It's like incredible. So I'm very excited. Nervous, but excited.
Do you feel like this has helped you push yourself on a more professional level?
Definitely, yeah. I think over the years, it's like when you don't win, you're like, okay, what do I need to do to get better? And so then you just keep pushing yourself more. And I think it's helped develop like practicing habits and like ways to express myself in my music. And I think it's just been really great overall.
How's it been working with Tigran?
It's been great. He's so fun to work with. He's such a great guy, and he knows how to make me laugh. And he's always asking about my day, and it's really fun.
And last but not least, Stan Lujan, president of the board of directors. How does the board support the symphony?
Well, the board supports the symphony. We have four main stage concerts during the year, and we also have a showcase that we put on that we showcase our musicians at this event. We also have a children's symphony, a fourth, fifth grade symphony that we put on every year. We just finished that this morning. We have 750 youth attend that, and it was just fabulous. It was an effort between the jazz band and our symphony, and we had just a lot of people. It's very interactive. The kids bring instruments with them and those kind of things. So we do fundraisers through the year. We have an auction. We have a raffle. We have special fundraisers. We have a wildlife cruise. We have lots of things to generate interest and also finances so that we can put all these things on each year for our community. This is the 56th year for our symphony. We're really excited about that. We've been around for 56 years. Incredible.
And who else makes up the Juno Symphony?
The Juno Symphony, we have about 50 to 75 musicians here in town. And I say 50 to 75 because things are in flux in terms of that number. And for instance, for this concert coming up, we have about 65 musicians, but about 50 are always coming from Juno. And sometimes we have more if they're in town, sometimes less, but we usually shoot for about 50 to 55 musicians locally. And then for some of the in the symphonic pieces that we produce, we always bring in 12 to 15 musicians. We've been doing this for about 20 years from different places. And some of these musicians have come for 8 or 9, 10, 15 years. And so they're really part of the family. They really are a member of our community, and they just love coming here. And so we put all that together, and we create these symphonic opportunities for our community.
And you always sound great. How can someone get involved, either as a musician or a volunteer?
If you're a musician in town, say you just came here with the Coast Guard family and you're a musician, just contact our Juno Symphony office or get on our website, junosymphony.org, and get information and call our executive director, Teresa Bleakley. She's awesome to work with, and And she's just wonderful. And Taylor Mills, she's our specialist, program specialist. They're just great to work with. They'll turn you on. They'll connect you with other musicians. And then you may end up playing in our symphony.
Terrific. All right. Well, let's talk about the concert and the music. It's all about Russian romantics. How would you describe this type of music?
Well, it's mostly Russian romantics. Actually, the piece that Reese is playing, it's by an Italian composer. And a thing about that piece is, you know, a couple of hundred years ago when the concertos were performed with the soloists, soloists used to make up their own cadenza, and the cadenza is the part where the orchestra stops playing and the soloist takes over and improvises. And Beethoven and Mozart used to improvise all the time without the music. And then things changed and composers started writing the cadenza and soloists would follow that. But Reese is fantastic because she wrote her own cadenza. So if you're coming to the concert, you'll hear truly a 21st century musician bringing something unique with that cadenza. And it was very exciting because I heard her do it today and she was fantastic. The rest of the program is Russian music, and I'll say a little briefly about it. The great thing about all of these Russian composers is that they really use the full orchestra. They use the woodwinds, the brass, the percussion, the strings, and all of them have a moment to shine. With some other composers, sometimes they exclude certain instruments or they don't get a big moment. But with all of these pieces, all of our musicians are challenged, but at the same time, the audience can hear all the different sounds and the textures and music that comes from the different sections of the orchestra. So very excited to collaborate. And again, you have a fantastic symphony in town.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So what piece are you most excited to present to the audience?
Well, obviously the flute concerto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this because Reese is here. I'm actually a flute player. And for the many years I've been conducting, I have never conducted a flute concerto, being a flute player myself. So this is my first collaboration with flute soloists. Done many collaborations with violin concerto soloists, cello, piano, clarinet, trumpet, all these instruments except the flute. And now it's time for me to collaborate with an instrument that's so special to me. So the concerto.
And Reese, you've been wanting to play the flute since before you could even really pick one up.
Yeah.
Tell us about your love affair with the flute.
Okay. So the flute, for some reason I was at Roswick and Giles or Alaska Music One with my dad, and I had just seen this crystal flute that was just sitting in the not like a normal flute. It was painted with flowers and it was really beautiful. I'm like, I want that. And I was in kindergarten or something. And I was begging my mom for me to play it. So I want to play the flute. I want to. And so my mom had called one of the local flutists in town, Mariah Enziker, and had asked her if I would be able to take lessons. But because I was so small, I wasn't able to. And so I started off with piano and just music appreciation in general. And finally, when I was around 7 in the second grade, I finally got my first flute. And since I was still so small, I needed a curved head joint so my arms could reach the keys.
Aww.
And so that's what I started on. And since then, I've been playing and I love it still so much.
Well, it sounds like you're quite adept and the audience will be in very good hands. Great. So you can find out all the information about the concerts this weekend, junosymphony.org. You can also buy tickets there or over the phone and find out all the other locations to buy tickets as well. I want to mention we will also be broadcasting the symphony on Sunday on KRNN 102.7. Stan, Reese, Tigran, anything else you'd like to add about this weekend's performance?
No, except some of the pieces are going to be fantastic because they feature clarinet, violin, horn, trumpet, flute, and harp, and percussion soloists within the same piece, like the Capriccio Español. So keep an eye out for that because each section is honored by being able to do a solo piece, and that's generally very unheard of. And so Tigran has brought that menu to the table, and our musicians here in Juno just love that.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you all three so much for being here and have a great performance this weekend. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.